Huey of Reality Alert Word. And so glad you're with us again. You know, Shelley's not with me for this interview, but boy, I know she wished that she would be able to be. Keisha Russell. Keisha Russell is with the First Liberty Institute, and she's a lawyer fighting for truth, fighting for justice, First Amendment rights, religious freedom, just some amazing things going on. And in fact, what we want to do today, Keisha, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you're here. What we want to do today is talk about three of the cases that you're talking, that you're handling right now, mm-hmm. on First Amendment rights and religious liberty. One involving a coach who's before the Supreme Court, and second one that's regarding school choice, and the third one about the Navy SEALs who wanted to opt out of getting forced vaccination. And that's before the Supreme Court, right?
Yes.
So these are great cases, but they're really fundamental to what individual liberty is about and religious freedom. So, Keisha, let's start with a general overview. As a legal team, your group is fighting for religious freedom. What does that mean?
So it really just means that we defend what we call the first freedom and the First Amendment, and that is the ability to exercise your religion without government retribution or punishment.
Yes.
And so we defend Americans all over the country,
yes.
and we do it for free. So
wow.
we've been doing it a long time. Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. And why do people have to have a legal team to protect our religious freedom?
Well, just like you need a legal team for many other things in this country, you know, religious freedom is the foundation of all
yes.
other freedoms. If the government can tell you who to believe in and how to worship and who
yeah.
to, and what kind of churches to give money to,
yeah.
then they can take away all your other rights, too, because
Absolutely.
What comes next is free speech, mm-hmm. freedom of association. And so religious freedom is the fundamental freedom in the country. And we know from history that whenever you have a communist regime or
yes.
any sort of tyranny,
yes.
that they always start with the religious population.
Yes.
And they always start with persecuting that population.
That's
because
right.
you can't control an entire country and group of people if they believe that there is an authority higher than God.
Wow. Well said. You know, our listeners have a pretty good understanding that there's a war on Christianity, war on people of faith right now. They've heard us talk, my wife and I talk about it. They've seen our articles and our newsletters. And right now, we have a Supreme Court where we need to have people praying and people aware of what's going on.
Yes.
So let's start with the first one. There's Coach Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Coach Kennedy, you want to explain what he did, why he got in trouble, and what's happening?
Sure. So just about 7 years ago, Coach Kennedy was a high school football coach in Bremerton, Washington State.
Yes.
And he would go on the football field, and he was inspired by that movie, Facing the Giants. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
So he would go on the football field after the game, say a prayer, just to thank God
yeah.
for what he was able to do for
yeah.
those boys. And the long story short is the school district fired him
wow.
for that. And their explanation is that because students could see him praying, because
wow.
people could see him
oh,
expressing
wow.
his religious rights,
yes.
that was a grounds and justification to fire him. So this case has gone on for a long time. We
yes.
were able to go up to the Supreme Court a couple of years ago, and they sent it back down for
yes.
because there were some factual issues.
Okay.
And we asked again to go to the Supreme Court last year, and they took the case. So we are on our way before the Supreme Court justices, and we're just waiting to hear back from them about oral arguments and when that will be.
So, folks, I encourage you, pray for this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Put this before the throne of God. This is an important, very important. When it's before the Supreme Court, what they decide is going to have ramifications throughout America, is it not?
Absolutely. It's going to decide whether teachers and coaches have any First Amendment rights
yes.
just because they work for the government.
Yes. And if this case loses, there could be an acceleration of trying to silence any type of coaches or teachers who want to express their Christian beliefs. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, what it really means is whether students are allowed to be exposed
right.
to any sort of religion. And
right.
really what the message that it sends,
yes.
You know, if we were to lose, which I don't plan to do that, but it I think
yes.
that it sends the message that religion is something that should be hidden
yeah.
from public view. And
yeah.
that's the main, you know, premise of this case.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important, is that we know religion is meant to be public.
And it's so amazing that the Supreme Court did take it.
Yes.
And they are reviewing it. And that, folks, again, goes back to this very important issue. The person who's the president, the U.S. Senate,
yes,
they're the ones who decide who's going to be on the Supreme Court. And cases like this are decided oftentimes by one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to keep this one in prayer. So now you're involved in another case, and that has to do with school choice. And I believe it's in Maine. Tell me about that.
Sure. So that case is called Carson versus Macon, and we represent several parents who want to send their kids to religious schools. So essentially, the state of Maine has a tuition voucher program
right.
for some parents that live out in rural areas and
right.
there's not public schools.
Yes.
So the state provides them with vouchers to send their
yes.
kids to private schools.
Yes.
However, the state says you are not allowed to use these vouchers. Even though they're for private schools, you
right.
can't use them for religious private schools. So that is just outright religious discrimination. And so we just had oral arguments before the Supreme Court
yes.
this past December, and we are just waiting for that decision. So
it's another one where we're waiting for the decision.
Yes.
People need to be praying about that decision.
Yes.
And just amazing that this is before mm-hmm. the U.S. Supreme Court. And the whole issue of school choice, with the broken school system we have today, school choice is one of the only hopes of changing what's going on. So with what Maine did, and so much of the school establishment, so many of the kind of pro-socialist, pro-Marxist type school leaders, they're against school choice. They want to stop it.
Yeah, but and you have to understand that this case, even it may not seem like it's connected
yeah.
to Coach Kennedy, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is that, you know, the fight that we're in right now is for our next generation.
Right.
Right. And so
right.
if the opposing side
yes.
can keep our kids and our children from being exposed to the
wow.
gospel at a young age, then they've won them. And that's why it's so important for Christians to fight for
yes.
even what goes on in public schools,
yes.
too, because that's really what's going on is the other side is trying to capture the minds of our young people and to keep them from knowing the truth and to keep them from the gospel.
Keisha, so well said, so powerful. You know, for the parents listening, for those who are grandparents listening, the broken government school system has turned into a propaganda mill. And so much of it is an assault on people of faith. Why would school choice be an important thing for the Supreme Court to make a decision for?
You know, it demonstrates that religious schools are just as important as public schools.
Yes.
Or as secular private schools. There aren't that many secular private schools,
right, right.
though, remember that.
Yeah.
And so it also honors the right of parents to decide what kind of education
right.
their children should receive.
Right.
And the government should respect that. If the
yes.
government is going to, the law is that the government doesn't have to mm-hmm. allow or to fund private schools.
Right.
But if the government funds private schools,
yes.
it has to also fund private schools. That's what honors the Constitution, is that equal treatment.
And wow. Mm-hmm. So the equal treatment is key here. So
yes.
the Supreme Court has to look at this and say there's a discrimination against people of faith. That's really the bottom line, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the First Amendment just prohibits the government from discriminating against religion.
Yeah.
If they're going to allow a comparable secular activity
yeah.
or school, then they have
right.
to allow the religious school too.
Right. Awesome. So then there's a third case.
Yes.
And there have been so many court cases going on against forced vaccinations. And we've had, you know, disruptions in business, disruptions in industry, disruptions in the airlines, disruptions in fire and police and hospital workers because of forced vaccination for religious reasons or conscience reasons or health reasons or the fact that somebody's already has natural immunity, a variety of different reasons people have been wanting to opt out of forced vaccination, including the military. But the military seems to be even more aggressive, even a messier case. Can you tell me what's going on with the military and with these Navy SEALs?
Yeah, so we represent 35 Navy SEALs who asked for religious accommodation from receiving the vaccine. And not only did the government say no to that religious accommodation, but they subsequently threatened to punish them for seeking that accommodation request. So that would be threatening them with dishonorable discharge, telling them that they're going to have to pay back all of the money that was used to train them, which could be up to $1 million per SEAL.
Wow.
And so we went to the court and we asked the court to prevent the government from punishing these Navy SEALs, particularly while we still went through the case.
Yeah.
And so the government issued what's called a preliminary injunction. Uh-huh. That just means a temporary stop to any sort of punishment for these Navy SEALs. And the government continued to punish the Navy SEALs even still. And so one really alarming example is we have a SEAL that has a traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
And he was trying to get off base in order to seek some treatment for it. And they wouldn't allow him to seek the treatment.
Seriously?
Yes. Saying that because
this is just vindictive.
Yes. Saying because he was unvaccinated.
So they're using all kinds of ways to coerce them into capitulating to the vaccination when it's against their religious beliefs.
Yeah, even though the court told them they couldn't do it. And so we are seeking asking the court to hold them in contempt.
Wow.
And that's just a really huge punishment in court. And then subsequently, they actually asked the Supreme Court to take this case as well. So the government, federal government, asked the Supreme Court just last week, actually.
The federal government. So the federal courts?
So this is the Department of Defense asked the Supreme Court to review that decision that told them they couldn't.
Wouldn't that be against their self-interest?
Well, they think maybe they think the Supreme Court is going to see it their way. I doubt that. But, you know, I guess we'll see. So we're actually heading to the Supreme Court just on this one issue about whether the government should it be allowed to continue to punish these Navy SEALs.
So we've seen some great decisions out of the Supreme Court with the forced closing of the churches and the Supreme Court decisions on that and how that's helped some so many pastors. And, you know, we've seen this, but we've also seen them not wanting to review cases, kind of bouncing back and forth with decisions on that you know, surprised a lot of listeners that the Supreme Court hasn't gone full board on this issue of forced vaccinations. What's your take on that? What's going on?
Well, you know, the justices have to be very, very specific and careful about the kind of cases that they take.
Yes.
So remember that when the Supreme Court declines to take a case, that doesn't mean that they agree with the decision that was made in the lower court.
See, that's what people I don't think understand.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that. It just means that they can either cannot review it or choose not to review it for many, many reasons. Now, the Supreme Court only takes less than 1% of the cases.
Less than 1%?
Yeah, that comes before it.
Wow.
So understand that most cases are going to be declined, no matter how popular they are, right?
Yeah.
So that's one thing. The other thing is the justices might see an issue in the way the law is being applied, say for religious freedom, for example.
Uh-huh.
But maybe those facts are not the prime vehicle to change that because they want the decision to be solid.
Right.
And so they're going to be very careful about what they choose to take, because if they are trying to correct a particular error in the law, they can't do it on just any case. You know, it's got to be the right facts. It's got to be the right situation. And sometimes they don't always get that.
Very, very interesting. What powerful cases.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And quite frankly, for our listeners, just a couple of side things here. Keisha, when I hear this, I'm thinking people need to pray. Second of all, we have a thing called judgevoterguide.com.
Mm.
Judgevoterguide.com. It's nationwide. We look at the local judges and the state judges that are up for election. And we evaluate them as to if they're strict constructionists or judicial activists. And so everybody who's listening for this upcoming election, there are hundreds of judges on the ballot, and our guide, judgevoterguide.com, tells them how to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other issue, and that issue is those who know college students who have a heart for freedom, heart for liberty, and they are thinking in terms of becoming lawyers, you're in the fight for freedom, yeah. not just being a lawyer. Can you just give us like just a quick glimpse of what got you into that versus just making probably a lot more money being in business or something like that?
Well, I was a teacher for a couple of years, taught elementary school, special education, and felt called to do that. And then sort of abruptly, the Lord really interrupted that and told me that he had just been preparing me to do something else and really started weighing on my heart to go to law school, which is not something I planned to do.
Wow.
And So I just figured, well, I'll apply and, you know, I'll try it. And if he opens the door, then I'll go. And So eventually I ended up getting admitted to Emory School of Law in Atlanta and studied law and religion there. They have a center for the study of law and religion. I was mentored by a rabbi there, a really incredible, brilliant man called Dr. Mark Goldfeder. Uh-huh. And he really just kind of sparked that interest for religious liberty. And the fact that it was even an area of law that you could practice. I had no clue.
Right.
And then I applied for an internship with First Liberty. They told me they were not going to hire me because I was a newbie and they only hire people with a lot of experience. Yeah. And so I started interning for them and studying for the bar exam at the same time. I was working full time. And after I passed the bar exam, they made me a job offer.
That's so awesome. So there's some listeners who may know someone or maybe listening who God could put it on their heart to get into the legal profession, to fight for our freedoms with groups like First Liberty Institute. And so with First Liberty Institute, that would be my final mention, because there, if you heard what Keisha said at the very beginning, they're doing these court cases without cost. So Coach Kennedy's not paying for this.
No.
The people involved with the school vouchers, they're not paying for this. The whole issue with the SEALs, Navy SEALs, they're not paying for this.
No.
So this is free. So the organization needs donations, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we survive off some very, very generous and incredible donors, a lot of believers, and even some unbelievers. Yeah. You know, our boss, Kelly Shackelford, a president, CEO, will tell you he has been approached by people who are not believers at all that know why religious freedom, you know, is very, very important. Yeah. Some of them are from communist countries.
Yeah.
And so they see the value in what we do, even if they're not believers. So very important. So, yes, I would encourage all of your listeners to go to firstliberty.org to give.
Well, now, listen, they can go there to give. But also, is there something they can do so that they can be informed of what the decision was on these three cases, other cases that you're working on, other major issues that fundamentally could change America, that could fundamentally change the way Christians can have their First Amendment rights here in the U.S.?
Absolutely. So if you go to firstliberty.org, you can sign up for our newsletter, FLI Insider. But not only are we giving you updates on all the cases, updates on what's going on across the country as it relates to religious freedom, as it relates to judges, but we're also giving you steps that you can take in order to be in order to be engaged, in order to do something about religious freedom and defending the right to our first freedom in America. So definitely sign up for that if you want to stay involved and informed.
And Keisha, once again, the URL, the web address is
firstliberty.org.
firstliberty.org.
Yes.
Everyone, awesome to have you listening in. You have an opportunity to pray and to be involved in helping in these court cases. And until next time, when Shelley's here, just thanks for listening. Take this podcast, send it to your friends, send it to your pastor, send it out. Let's have more people informed about First Amendment rights. All right. Thank you, and God bless you.